Daf is Daf Yud Zayin. So we got to a few lines down to the two dots where it says, quoting from the Mishnah, Echad Omer Bifanei Nechtav Vishnaim Omer Bifaneinu Nechtam Kasher. So two people, rather one person says it was written in front of me, and two people said it was signed in front of us. The halacha is it's kasher. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shanu Ela Shehaget Yotzei Mitaches Yad Eid Ksiva. This is only good, it's only a kasher get, if the one person holding it is the one who testified about the ksiva that was written in front of me, he says. Dinasu kishnaim azeh ukshnaim azeh. Because when he testifies as the holder of the get, he has an emanus of two. So he is giving two edim on the ksiva, and then there are another two edim on the chasima, and that's why it's good. Aval mitachas yidei edei chasima. Puzzle. But if it's the guy who's holding it is the one, the Eide Chasima, to Eide Chasima, then it's going to be puzzle because you have this now, the guy who says Eide Ksiva is written in front of me, he's not a Shliach. And he doesn't have the Koacha too. Only the one holding it is a Shliach has the Koacha too. Some other guy say, I was with them and I saw it. Well, he's only one Eid. He doesn't have the Koacha too, Eidim. So therefore, it's going to be puzzle. So the Gemara concludes from this line, Alma, Kesavar Shnaim Sheviu Get Mi Medina Sayam Tzrichin Sheyomu Bifaneinu Nechtav Ubifaneinu Nechtam. What we could deduce from this psak is that in general, when two people bring over the get from overseas, they have to say it was written in front of us and it was signed in front of us. Because the idea is that the Gemara doesn't say this and Rashi doesn't say this, but the Ritva explains that when we say this line here, this Alma, it's going according to Rabbah. That Rabbah requires the din of Lishma. So we're working within Rabbah. Rabbah requires Lishma. Lishma is both on the Ksiva and on the Chasima. So in general, you need two Edim testifying that the Ksiva was Lishma, and you need two Edim that the Chasima was Lishma. So in general, you need two on each, two in Ksiva, two in Chasima. In this scenario, we say it's Kasher, when the one guy holding it testifies about the Ksiva, so that's the Koacha too, and the two other people are testifying about the Chasima, you've accomplished what you needed. So then, according to this understanding, Amalei Rabbi Yasi challenges this and says, El Miata, if that's the case, Reisha, the Reisha of that Mishnah, our Mishnah, Dikatani, Shnaim, Omrim, Bifaneinu Nechtav, Ve'achadam, Bifaneinu Nechtav, if two say that it was written in front of us, and one says that it was signed in front, it's possible, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir, he says it's permitted, Va'afilu get yotzei mitachat yudei shneim pasli, Rabbanan, and even if they're both holding on to it, will it be possible? Are you going to say so far as to say that puzzle in that case? Armley in, yes I will, because you need two on each of them.
So our case is different. Is different because why? Because the guy who signed is the same person that's the shliach, and he has the power of two.
Exactly. So in this case, I'm not sure why this case. It sounds like, if both of them are holding on to it, it's going to be puzzle, but I don't get why, because if the guy holding on to it is saying Bifai Nechtam, yeah, he's a koach of two people. Right. So there's nothing explained here, but I think that it ends up being issues of gzera. There's some chashash that you might confuse this case with a shtar.
Something we had before.
Yeah, something to do with that type of gzera. That's the concern, I think. Does the article explain this?
Since the two agents must testify concerning the get, people will not disregard what they say. And if we then allow only one of the agents to testify about the signing and not the writing, people may conclude that all documents can be confirmed by one witness. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. So that's the confusion. So it's going to somehow, even though Mikra din is actually okay according to Chachamim, because there might be some confusion to compare it to a case of a regular shtar, they said even this case with one aid about the chasima won't work. Because when it comes to other sharos, it's always the chasima that makes a difference. So since one aid is testifying about the chasima, in this case, he's the one holding it, and he says, "Abifanei nechtam." Oh, maybe in general also, one aid is enough for general shtar. So the Gemara says, "Now zimnim ashchach." There are certain other times, ashchad yosef v'kamar, that sometimes he would say, going back to the Mishnah, that the Mishnah had said, "Abifanei nechtav," echad omer abifanei nechtav. Ushtaim omen b'fneinu nechtam, that case is kasher. So in certain events, at the zimnan ashkechei de yasev kamar, he said the opposite. Da filu get yotzi mitachas yedei eidei chasima kasher. Even if the two eidei chasima were holding on to it, it's kasher, even though only one guy who wasn't holding on to the get was saying the ksiva. So, meaning we don't care so much about the ksiva, we care about the chasima, which is another way of saying it's all about Rava. Right. Not about Rava, but Rava, who says it's about Ein Edim Mitzun the Kaima. So you have the two Edim, it's all about chasima for Rava. Alma kasavar shenayim shaviu get me midinsayam ein chichen shiomu b'feneinu nechtav u'feneinu nechtav. If two people are coming, you don't need to say anything anymore, because those two Edim are going to serve as the potential Edim of Mitzun the Kaima, and there's no need for the gzera b'feneinu nechtav. That's according to Rava. So according to this statement, this understanding now, Amar Le Rabbi Yasi El Miata, if that's the case, Reisha the Katani, the Reisha, the mission that says, Shnaim Omrim, Befaneinu Nechtav, two people say it was written in front of us, Ve'echad Omer, Befaneinu Nechtam, it's going to be puzzle, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, so time is, that's only because the Eina get Yotzim and Tachas Yudei Shem, that's only, that case has to be where only one person was holding it, not two. But however, Ha get Yotzim and Tachas Yudei Shem, if both of them were holding it, then Machshir Banam, even though he only says one time, only one guy says Befaneinu Nechtam, we don't really care anymore, we don't care about this statement entirely, because as long as two people are walking with the get, holding the get, those are considered the Eidim Mitzun Lekaima, and there's no Takan anymore of Befaneinu Nechtav. So is that really the case? And Amar Le'in, yes, that is. That's in fact the halacha. So Gemara says, Baha Zimran Lo Amris Lan Hachi. What do you mean? I have two different testimonies as what you said. Completely opposite. So he says, Amar Le'in, Yaseid Hi Shlo Tamut. It's a, literally, I guess what it means is a peg that doesn't move. So Rashi explains right before the Mishnah on the top, halfway down the Rashi's, Yaseid Hi Lashon Achron Ze Emes. Welcome back, Adam. The Lashon Achron is Emes. The last statement I said was correct. In other words, the point that it's all about Rava, we pass like Rava, about Ein Edim Mitzun Lekaima, that if two people are holding the get together, there is no need to say, Bifneinu Nechtam, Bifneinu Nechtam, Bifneinu Nechtam. Okay, we just got to the Mishnah now. Okay, beautiful. The Mishnah now tells us, the new Mishnah, Nechta bayom v'nechtam bayom. It was signed, the get was written rather during the day, and it was also signed during the day. Or, Balayla v'nechtam balayla, it was written at night, and it was signed at night, all on the same day. Balayla v'nechtam bayom, it was written at night and signed during the day, which is again all part of the same date. By the Jewish calendar, of course, we know it starts to the nighttime and continues to the day, so that's all kosher. It's all written and signed in the same day, all three scenarios. However, bayom, v'nechtam, balayla, if it was written during the day, but signed that night, which is a different day already, then that's possible according to the Tanna Kamma. And Rabbi Shimon Amachshir, Rabbi Shimon permitted even in that case. Why? Shehaya Rabbi Shimon Omer kol ha-gitin shenicht v'byom v'necht v'layla psulin chutz migitin ashim. He holds in general all gitin, which means, Rashi tells us, all sharos, mecher, matanav halva, all monetary documents are all pasul when it's written and signed on different days, with the exception of get isha, that get isha is going to be kasher. Rashi explains the reason being, chutz megite minanashim dilav lugavaino avida, the get wasn't, it's not a document used to collect. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly the reason of the Tanna Kamma as to why they say it's going to be possible. So it's interesting here, so on the back, I remember we had discussed when we got to Daf Gimel, we spoke about this, I said there's a Rav Chaim, and for some reason the Masifta did not bring this Rav Chaim up earlier, but I did see he brings it up here, about the concept of Edim Achzum al Shtar, Nasa Kimishin Nechku Edusum Bebezdin. When Edim assign a Shtar, it's as if they went through the entire process of Bezdin, and there's Edus in Bezdin, even though it wasn't in Bezdin. The documentation is Ke'ilu, it's in Bezdin. So Rav Chaim asks, this is Hilchas Edus Per Gimel Halacha Dalab. He says, why does it get kosher when it's signed at nighttime? The case here, if it's written at night and signed that very same night, it's a good get. But why is it kosher? The halacha is, Edus is possible at nighttime. So he explains that when we say Eidim Chasumun Ashtar, Nasa Kemisha Nechku Eidusim Bebezdim, when people sign the Shtar, it's as if they're giving testimony in Bezdim, you don't really need a Bezdim, and therefore, it's no, the issue of Eidus at nighttime is about Kabbalah's Eidus. But Bezdim can't sit at nighttime, based on the possibility of what Gemara Sanhedrin brings, connecting it to Mitzorah, just like Bayom, only Mitzorah can be seen during the daytime. It says Mishpat there, I think, so it says Mishpat also by Mitzorah. So a Bezdim can only sit Bayom. So therefore, the Kabbalah's Eidus can't take place by Yom either. But this is not a Kabbalah's Eidus, really. Even though it's considered, it's equal to there being a Kabbalah's Eidus, it's not actual Kabbalah's Eidus, and therefore it's okay to be done at night. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. So let's go through the Gemara. Now the Gemara says in the very bottom of Yud Zayin and Aleph, Itmar, there's a machlokes mipnei ma tiknu zman begin. What was the reason why they'd instituted placing zman, having to put the date on the gittin? So this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan amar mishum bas achoso, Reish Lakish amar mishum peros. Rabbi Yochanan, and the way I remember this, Rabbi Yochanan, the ches and bas achoso, that's he says bas achoso. Reish Lakish starts with the reish, and Mishim Peros has the reish in it. Rabbi Yochanan also has the reish in it. So I'm not sure if that really works, but Rabbi Yochanan is really the ches and bas achoso. So what does that mean, bas achoso? So Rashi says Mishim bas achoso, because of his sister's daughter, his niece. He married his niece. He married his sister's daughter. V'hi ishto, it's his wife. V'shema tizana tachtov. Maybe the niece, his wife, was mizana, and she's chayv misa. V'chas olea. He had mercy because it's his own sister's daughter, his niece. Shlo tichonik, she shouldn't get the iser, the punishment of v'chenek. V'kosev la get below zman v'nosin la. He gives her a get, you're divorced, without a time. And she made them ala bebezdin, when they testify that she was divorced in bezdin, she was single at the time of her sinos. Motziv begita, she, here's my get. V'omeres grusha isi prunu b'osasha. I was single, and there's no time to prove whether it was took place just after the event or before the event. So they're concerned that this might happen. So therefore, we want the date on this get, so nobody plays any games. We know exactly when she divorced. We know exactly when the zunus took place, and no issues. According to Reish Lakish, who says about Paris, the reason why we have zman is because Paris. Rashi explains mishim Paris shem zman haget ve'elech. From the time they get it on, im yimchor habal be Paris nichse melug shela tigvam. The husband, while he's married to her, has the right to sell, to do whatever he wants with the peiros of nichsei melug. The peiros are all his. So let's say he sells them after they get divorced, which he has no right to, so she collects from him. He's not allowed to do that. So v'im lo haya bozman, if there's no time when the get was given and they're divorced, yeah, mocher v'holich, he's going to continue to sell. When she's going to claim from him, how are you doing this? And brings him to a court case. Have you yada tachtona? She's going to be worse off. She omerla kodem gerushin mecharti. What do you mean? The get took place months later. I sold this months earlier, and here's the get. But there's no zman in the get. So this way, there's no confusion. We have to put the zman on the get, so he doesn't sell off any of the peros that's not rightfully his. Okay, there is a Tosos for a second here. Tosos, now that we have these two reasons, Tosos connects some of this to the Mishnah. If you look at Tosos, the Ramaschil Nechtav Beyom Nechtam Balayla Pasul. If it's written during the daytime and it was signed at nighttime, it's Pasul. So the Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shema Yichap El Basacho. So the reason why it's Pasul at nighttime, because he might be concerned he's protecting his niece. So even though it's only a few hours, a difference, but still that might happen in between that time of writing during the daytime. And it was only given at nighttime. There's still a concern that those few hours he's hiding it. So they're going to think, oh, if it was written during the daytime, it was probably signed during the daytime. There's going to be that time period of, again, uncertainty from the daytime to the nighttime.
Which sounds a little different than Rashi, because Rashi said the concern is after Gerushin, as to whether or not she gets the peros. And Tosus is saying the concern is about the zman between Shiva and Chasima.
But he's explaining, Rashi explaining in general why you need zman. Tosus explaining the particular case of the Mishnah of the day night time, why this svar even applies to day and night. So I'm not sure if there's a machlokas. And then the next Tosus writes, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon permits the case of written during the day and signed at night. There's no concern to that. Kedamar b'gemara, u'mishim piri nami leka, de'kasavar mishinasan einav legarsha shiv ein lebal peros, dainu mishas k'siva. So the Gemara is going to tell us about why that Rabbi Shimon is not shaykh in terms of covering up for his niece. And with regards to the fruit, so it's not either a concern, because the moment he puts his eyes on her, the garsha, the Gemara is going to tell us the husband has no rights for the peros. The moment he writes it, even though it wasn't given, the moment he writes and thinks to divorce her, so then he no longer has peros and he's not allowed to sell. Fine. So this idea, by the way, of
he can still go back on it.
It's
not a done deal.
But he doesn't have rights to the peros. The question now becomes the post game, well, Are they divorced or are they not divorced? Is it only regards to the... Right, so let's say she dies. Let's say she died. He write to get, or he had in mind to divorce, and then she dies. Does he have to misabel of? Is it din of shiva? So that's a discussion in the poskim. How far do you take this? In the back here, they discuss about such a case. It's brought down in the Ramah.
She passes away during that time.
Right. There's a Rashbam in Babasa that says, Mishenosen ein of lagarsha, shuv ein lebal peros, like we saw here. So based on this, The Rama writes in a tshuva here that apparently the Rashbam is a das yachid and he's been rejected, and many Rishonim argue on this. So the Shulchan Aruch, who ignores this Rashbam, doesn't bring it down. He thinks that no, a Baal is going to be Yorish's Ishto until he divorces her. There's a din of Yerusha until they actually get divorced. So the Yamshe Shom apparently brings a Maisa once. There was a fight with the husband and wife, and he planned on divorcing her. And during that fight, she had died. So the Marashal Paskin, that he should not sit Shiva. He's planning on giving a get, but he shouldn't sit Shiva. So they talk about this, the source of this Marashal is based on this Rashbam, that the moment he plans on divorcing her,
right,
it's going to be ready, he doesn't get Yerusha anymore. Wow. So that seems to be a Das Yachid, seems to be rejected. So that's an interesting discussion that the Poskim have. Okay, so the Gemara now says in the bottom, very last line of Yedayin Amun Aleph, Reish Lakish, my time alo Amar Reb Yochanan. Why does Reish Lakish not hold like Reb Yochanan? Why does he reject the Svara of Bas Achosa? We're not concerned to protect the niece. So Amar Lacha, so Reish Lakish says, Znus lo Shchicha. I'm not concerned. Znus is not something that's very common. Says Rashi, lo Shchich, the top Rashi, lo Chashu Berabana. Her Rabbanan were not Choshesh that women are going to be Mezana, and therefore there's no need to make a Takana just for that particular case. So look at Tosos, Dir Maschel, Znus lo Shchicha, Perish. Znus be'edim u'basra lo shchiach. It's not common. Aval, it's lo bay lemeimar. The shuvznus lo shchiach. It's not common in front of edim hasra. No one's going to go so far and be brazen in front of edim hasra. But the concept of women being mezana, that's certainly something that is. It's not uncommon. I'm not saying it is common, but it's not infrequent. How do we know it's not infrequent? That does happen. Dehabereish ksubis, connecting gittin to ksubis, the entire seder nashim now. Well, not, we really have Kiddushin after this. Tiknu shetehe besula nises v'yom revi. Why? Why do they have to get married on Wednesday? Shimhaya lo tainis besulam yashkim bezdin, which only sits on Thursdays and Mondays, so they come Thursday morning and she'll have the taina. He'll have the taina. I didn't find any besulam, because if you wait until a few days later, if they get married on Tuesday and they wait till Thursday to go to bezdin, he'll end up being mekaridaito. He's going to cool his das and won't be so concerned. He'll, not a big deal. So he wanted to take place mamish a few hours past, this way he doesn't cool off. So we see that we are concerned with znus. If we weren't concerned with znus, that means every single marriage had to take place on Wednesday. Every single marriage. That means there's such a common thing of having znus. So the Chashin Lekudaita, V'umistavra, says Tosfos, the Tfei Ika Lemechash L'Shema Tezana Mi L'Shema Zansa. There's more concern of perhaps might happen than it happened in the past. So I'm not really sure. What, I don't think it's a statistical thing. It can't be a statistical thing. Doesn't make sense. It's more likely to happen than it happened in the past. I don't know what that means statistically. But I think what it's saying is that we don't assume people had znus in the past, but we still can be choshesh. Moving forward, it's still good to be protective and have certain siyagim to avoid it from happening moving down the line. I think that's what he means. And then the next answer Tosfos gives is, oh, dehasam, there, when it comes to the Gemara and Ksubis, the Mishnah and Ksubis, af agav lo shchiach, even though you're right, it's not common like the Gemara says here. It's not shchiach at all. Asu takana, they made a takana. That sounds like what I said, the first answer is. The chashu shelo taser lav olamis. That's a different point. And there we're concerned that there's going to be iser forever. V'yitpasena be'iser. So there's a possibility that she really was with somebody else between the engagement period and the marriage period. And she'll be asertim forever. Aval hacha lo chashu im chayeves misa lo mekala kemen lo shchiach. But here we're not so concerned if she's chay misa and she doesn't get killed because it's not so common. But isn't there still a concern of her being usher to him? Well, no, because they're getting divorced, right. So it's not an issue of Isser, it's the Isser for being killed.
Not too upset about that.
Right. Okay, fine. So that's why Reish Lakish doesn't hold Reb Yochanan of Bas Achoso, of perhaps he's married his niece. And by the way, they're not saying it's uncommon that he married his niece. That would have been uncommon.
Very
yeah, I guess. So it's common to marry the niece. So what was uncommon was there to be znus. So but since it's uncommon to have znus, we don't make takanas when it's uncommon. Now, just also interesting, we normally don't assume that the Amarayim, the Tanaim, were arguing on Metzias here. So, was it Shchiach or not Shchiach? Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's not Shchiach. Let's say they both agree in the Metzias. It's not Shchiach. The percentages are one in a million, let's say, if this is happening. So why Rabbi Yochanan? Why would he be misakin something? There's a concept saying milsa dedol shricha lo gazrina. We don't make zeras when it's milsa dedol shricha. So why is there a gzera here according to Rabbi Yochanan? And it's hard to say that Rabbi Yochanan then thinks it is shricha because then they're arguing about statistics and percentages and mitzias, which we don't normally like to say. Any thoughts on that? That's a good question. Right. So.
It's still shchiach. This specific case.
It's still shchiach, just not in front of Edom Hasra. So what's? But so still, according to Rabbi Yochanan as well. So that case of Edom Hasra is also l'shchiach. And that's the only scenario that we care about. So why was there a need for gzera if it was so uncommon? Beidim v'asra. Avir da Arisol machim, no? Still tired, jet lag. I'll look back here, see if anyone addresses it, and then we'll move on. Which apparently Tosas Rush says something that indicates that Znus Barusa is Shriach. Let's see. Okay, So Tosas Rush says, this might help with the answer a little bit. Rish Lakish thinks Znus of a Basachosa is not Shriach. A niece and an uncle, that's uncommon, they'll have Znus. They have such a strong bond with each other. That's what it sounds like. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you look at the statistics in the wrong way. You don't look at this particular case. You look at overall znus is something that's common. So Reish Lakish agrees, I think znus in general is common. I just don't think this relationship is common when there's an uncle and a niece. So how do you define shchiach? That's basically what it comes down to, which is not a issue of matias, it's an issue of definitions, which is something possible. In terms of, you don't like that statistics.
Well, I'm saying it's a little odd that it comes out that the case of words znus is shchiach is the case there's no chashash, because the whole chashash is shema that he's going to be mechapa al pasachosa, right? That he's going to have by the case that there's no shriach, that's the case where there's no chas anyways because it's not pasachosa. By the case where there's no it's not shriach. So even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it'd be funny that he's attaching this nus being shriach.
I agree. This is my mortality real tables. What's the range you use? Dafka, the guy's age, how many 68-year-olds die, or the range of between 60 and 70? So that's what it sounds like to me, but I still hear, if it's a very specific case, why not? But there's always a range, so I guess Rabbi Yochanan wanted to use a larger range of definition, I don't know. Then he answers a separate thing, is Tosfos Rush, which might be a similar type of machlokas, of terms of how do you define what's considered a range of taking statistics. Reish Lakish thinks that Znus and Nisuin is not Shchiach because the husband protects her. With Znus of Erisin, where they're not living with each other yet, and she's off on her own, that's more Shchiach, he thinks. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's response going to be? So Rabbi Yochanan would say that no, overall, you take into account Erisin and Nisuin together, let's say, and overall, it's something that does happen, even though it's for the most part when she's an Erisin, not Nisuin, we still look into the whole package together. Shchiach is something that is common.
Well, they would need a get by Erisin also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there Rabbi Yochanan's counter argument sort of works. It's consistent because there's still an issue of chasa b'chasachosa.
Correct.
But I'm saying by the first case, the first hesber in the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan's counter would be, but by a not b'chasachosa case, there's chas, there's shchiach's nos. But there's no chas by that case.
Right. So that's a great nafkamina. Doesn't a get from Erisin require Zaman? So that seems to be a machlokas here. This might be a difference between these two answers. But according to the second answer, no, it's only with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish doesn't hold to this, so it wouldn't really. But then Reish Lakish should understand. All right, I'm not sure. Okay.
Fine.
Fine. So the Gemara says now the top line of Yedayin Amun Beis, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo amak Reish Lakish. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say, not like Reish Lakish, did he reject the concept of Peros? So Kasavar, Yesh Lebal Peros, Ad Shas Nesina. He has the koch until Nesina. So when you write the get, even sign the get, nothing happens. It doesn't affect anything, it's till the giving. And at Shas Nesina, seemingly there are Edim and whoever's there, to know the date of it. So it's not so much, we don't care about what's actually written in the document, we care about when the event of the Nesina took place. So, right, Rashi explains, exact top line, Ad Shasa Nesina, Hokach Zman Ksivas Aget Lo Mahani Mide, it doesn't help us out, the day was written or signed. The Chi Asa Lemitrev, when they come to take the land back, by La Asuyasadi Emas Mata Gitaliyada, you have to bring Edim when the get was received by her. Nothing to do with when it was written. So the Machlokis, again, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, another side point though, at what point, until what point does the Baal have Peros? Is it until Shas Nesina, much later on point, or already Mishas Ksiva, when it was written, Rish Lakish holds, when it was written, that's when the Baal loses the Kinyan Peros. The Gemara says, now according to this Bishma, this all makes sense, the Rish Lakish, who holds, is all about Peros, Mishim Hachi, Kamachshi Rabbi Shimon, that's why Rabbi Shimon permits it, this case, day and night. Why? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mishim Hachi Machshir B'Shimon, three lines from the top, Beget Muktam. He permits an earlier, even though it's written during the day and signed at nighttime, which are two different days, Kedam Lekaman, the Kesavar B'Shimon, Kevin Shanasan, Ein of Lagarsha. Once he puts his, he has in mind to divorce her, Shuv Ein LaParis, no longer Paris anymore. Hilgach Em Isa Lemitref, Lekuchas, the Paris, Meyom Ksiva, Shapir, Abda, the time of the Ban Lakami Mefarish. In other words, the day of Ksiva is the most important thing. We don't care when it was signed, according to Rabbi Shimon. The moment it was written is when he no longer has Peros. So if it's all about Peros, according to Reish Lakish, that's why, already he permits it. If the Ksiva was done during the daytime, then everything is final. He loses his Karacha of the Peros. But El Rabbi Yochanan, who holds all about Basachoso, my time of Rabbi Shimon Demachshir, why does Rabbi Shimon permit a get that was signed a day, different day, than it was written? So Rashi says, by time of the Rabbi Shimon de Machshir, Hazimnim, they're going to be sometimes, Dizane Ba'osa Yom, that day she's going to be Mizana, Vodene Eshishish, but she's still a married woman, the Chazman Shlo Nechtam Lo Nitala, so long as the get hasn't been signed, it's not given to her. Uchshemidin Al Znuso, Motsia Gita Vakasa Ba'osa Yom, so she was Mizana, let's say, at 5 p.m. There's a backtrack. The get was written at 1 p.m., she was on at 4 p.m. And it was only signed at 8 p.m. at nighttime. So she's going to say, there are you, Mizana at 4 p.m. If Adam said, here's my get. It said it was signed at 1 p.m. It was written at 1 p.m. And she, I was a single person. But it really wasn't finalized until 8 p.m. that night. So she was an Ashish at that time. So we understand, according to this. So the question is, so why does Rish Shimon permit such a case? It shouldn't be permitted. So Amar Lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Aliba de Rish Shimon lo kamina. Yochanan says, when I said it's about Bas Achoso, I was not working within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. I was working in with the opinion of Chachamim, who said such a case is possible. That it was written during the day and signed at nighttime, that will be possible. But Rabbi Shimon works with a different machlokes. He understands that's good for the machlokes, Tanakam Rish Lakish. Rabbi Shimon, rather. Machlokes Amarayim, Yochanan Rish Lakish, Bas Achoso, versus Peros, is exactly machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. That Tanakama thinks it's about Basachoso, and that's why it's possible from day to night. And Chachamim think it's about, Rishon thinks it's like Resh Lakish, that's all about Peros, and already Mishas Ksiva, it's already, he loses right to the Peros. So that's the Gemara says now. So it's a Bishlam, again, Amalach Rabbi Yochanan Liba, the Resh Shimon Lo Kamina. I wasn't talking about Rabbi Shimon at all. Ki Kamina, when I said Basachoso, I was working with only Aliba the Rabbanim. So now this makes sense. Like I just said, Bishma le Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Deika Ben Rabbi Shimon le Rabbanim. Now we understand Rabbi Yochanan, the mission makes sense. That's good for the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama. That again, Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yochanan, it's all about Bas Achoso. And Rabbi Shimon holds like Reish Lakish, that's all about Peros. And Reish Lakish, who thinks the entire mission is about Peros, even the Tanakama is about Peros, so Ma'ika le Meimar, Ma'ika Ben Rabbi Shimon le Rabbanim. What does he think the Machlokas is? So he can't say it's about Bas Achoso, because no, Bas Achoso doesn't work with Rabbi Shimon anymore. So both opinions have to be working within Peros. So what's an afkamina between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon? So it explains the Gemara, Peri de Meshas Ksiva Vad Shas Chasima Ikebenayam. The fruit that was sold between the writing and between the signing, that's the nafkamina. So how does that work out exactly? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, a few narrow lines up, it says, Ad Shas Chasima. The Rabbanan lo bai lemitchaf ella mechasim veilach. Only after the chasima are things final. You're allowed to continue to sell off the peros. The husband can sell off the peros until the chasima, until nighttime. Hilkach lemitchaf hilkach muktam pasal. Therefore, since you're allowed to, if it was written earlier, it's going to be pasal. The chimafkilei asil lemitchaf miyom ksiva desavri bo bayom nechtam. Because what's going to happen is, even though he had the right to sell the peros until it got signed. Now what's going to happen is, the wife is going to say, let's get the cases down. It was written at, let's say, 9 a.m. in the morning. And it was signed at 9 p.m. at nighttime. And he sold it at noon. So he sold it. And then she's going to say, well, you had no right to sell that. That was my lekuchos. And the husband says, what do you mean? I didn't divorce you until 9 p.m. at night. She said, no, but my get says 9 a.m. in the morning. It was written. So that's because of that concern, they disqualified the get.
So even though Zman was created to protect her, the chashash the Rabbanan have here is that the takana is going to almost create more damage than it helped, because she's going to end up now getting too strong of a hand. She's going to end up getting some of his fruit.
Well, that wasn't the reason. It wasn't to protect her. It's to protect the lekuchos, according to Reish Lakish.
According to Reish Lakish, he said it was... Rashi said that if he continues selling tigbum,
right, she'll gather them from the lekuchos. So the lekuchos will be lost out now.
So Rashi said she'd have a worse hand.
Oh, so it's really for her protection.
But she'd lose out.
Uh-huh. So end up the lekuchos get to keep it. It sounds like the lekuchos should have the right to keep it, though.
In that case, the lekuchos will end up getting to keep it.
That's
if there was no zman at all.
Right, as long as he didn't sell it. The chashash that he'll sell it during that time.
If he sold it, then the lekuchos would keep it, and she would lose out.
She would lose out.
Right, so we also have to think of the case. The Gemara is talking about the Zman in general on Gittin, mm-hmm. and the Mishnah is talking about that narrow time period between day and night time. There might be somewhat of a difference there.
That's the point.
I see what you're saying.
Even though the initial takana was to protect her, it comes out that the Zman Muktam issue is because we're concerned that we've lost control of our takana, and now it's come out too much in her protecting it.
I see. Okay, very interesting. Okay, so the Gemara now says, didn't we see the opposite? When are we moti leperos? In other words, if he sold it, that we take it out of the kuchos, that the husband had no right to sell it. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishas Ksiva, Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Nesina. It turns out the opposite of what we've been saying beforehand. The Yochanan here said you get it ready from Ksiva, while earlier we said it's about Nesina, and vice versa. And the Gemara simply says, Epoch, and you switch it around, make everything consistent, and everything flows nicely. Okay. Says the Gemara now, halfway down the page. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says Le Rav Yosef. Shlosha Gittin Psulun.
It's a little strange, because now we're saying, according to that last line, that Reish Lakish always holds Shas Ksiva. And we said it's only Reish Lakish and Reb Shimon holds Shas Ksiva. Rabbanan hold that, even according to Reish Lakish, it's not Shas Ksiva, it's Shas Nesina.
Right, so within Rabbi Yochanan, though, within the world of Rabbi Yochanan, he was working within Shas.
He's always Shas Nesina.
Right, so the Iker question is really Rabbi Yochanan's inconsistency. Maybe that's the focus.
But I'm just saying, but even when you're Ipachet, you still have sort of a riot towards Rabbi Shimon against the Rabbana in Reish Lakish. I hear how that corrects Rabbi Yochanan, but just leaves a little bit of a Pesach, still an understanding.
Yeah, it seems like there's a bit of a confusion. Actually, no, Machok is which one you're Hepech, this one or the previous discussion. I hear, there's going to still be somewhat of an inconsistency. Who there Reish Lakish is referring to, Rabbi Shimon of Tanakama. Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down, Amar Le Abaye says, the Rav Yosef, Shlosha Gittin Psulin, there are three Gittin that are apostle, Vim Nisei Savla Akasha, but if they were to get married based on these Gittin, it's B'diavet, it's a good marriage, and the flat is a kasher vlad, even though the get was lechachil apostle. And one of these gittin, Rashi tells us, his first wide line down is shlosha gittin psulin ve'echad mehem. One of them is yesh alav edim vein bozman. There's no zman. So we said before that there was a takana that you have to put a zman in every single get, and it's possible to get married, but the evidence works. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, ma ho'ilu chachamim b'takanasam. Chacham made a certain takana, but if you violate the takana, it's okay anyways. So what good is the takana? You have to strengthen the takana. Also, chizik ledivrayim, the Gemara says all the time. You have to strengthen the takana's chachamim. So here they said, okay, if you ignore the takana, it's fine anyways. Maha u'ilu chachamim b'takana asam. So Gemara says, "Ahanu di lechachila." At least lo tinase. At least works in lechachila. We discourage people from getting married, so that's something to be said. So Gemara says, "Okay, if I'll grant you that, there is some effect in terms of it discouraging people from getting married without a zman." So let's say a scenario happens as follows. Well, look at Rashi first. Actually, Rashi says, "Ahanu di lechachila lo tinase." Three wide lines down, it's effective to avoiding such getting in the first place, not to get married based on such a get. Since this is the halacha, if a person wants to, either because of Rabbi Yochanan to protect his niece, or because of Reish Lakish in order for selling the peros and having her lose out, the sofrim, no, the halacha is not going to write such a get. And the witnesses won't testify either. So it's going to be very hard to find the sofer and edim who are willing to write and sign off on such a get. So that's why it is a good takana. So let's say, what about the following case? Gazir lizman, didei, v'yav nehele. So fine, my. So he finds a sofer, and he finds an edim who sign with his zman. They put the zman on, but he goes and rips it right off. So what's going to be the case there? So amrlei, l'ramai l'chashinam. We're not concerned with such a ramai. Rashi says, l'ramai l'chashinam, l'ramos kazeh. Sounds like this type of ramai we're not concerned with. In general, we are, which is not so clear, because in general, we're not concerned. We say this many times. But Rashi sounds very limited. This type of Ramos, this is so clear. You see that tear in the bottom. You can't get away with this. The reason why I said Ramos Kazeh is because we are dealing with a Ramai here. The guy is trying to protect his niece. He's trying to sell off peril. So he's a Ramai. But even this Ramai is he's somewhat of an intelligent Ramai that he won't bring with a torn piece of get. That's not going to work. So the Gemara says further now, Kasebo Shavua, let's say you write the Shavua, which refers, I think, to the, which is Shemitah year. Did Rashi say this? Yeah, the Shemitah year, which year of Yovel. But you didn't write the next part. Or Shana, you wrote the year, but you didn't write the month. You wrote the Chodesh, or Shabbos Ma. You wrote details, but not the exact date. You said it's the week of the Yuchashvat. Something like that. You didn't say exactly Yuchashvat, but you said Tevis rather, but you said the week of. Or you said the month, or the year, or the week, or the year of the Shavua. So what's the halacha there? You have a zman. Is that zman qualified? Armalei kasha, that works. Says it, maho ilu chacham p'takarasam. So what effect? You have a zman, but there's been a year. You're trying to protect your niece. You're trying to sell fruit. You have a whole year to work with. So what benefit is there to the koach to chachamim? So Gemara says, ahanu l'shavua t'kameh. At least cuts out the previous Shemitah and the Shemitah to follow, so at least gives us something to work with, even though it's a 7-year gap, it's something to work with. If you don't say that, if you don't, you know, then then when it comes to the day of, it's written the day and signed on that day, so it could have been written at 6 o'clock in the morning after Alos, and then it could have been, or read at night time, it could have been written the night before and signed later in the day, 24 hours later, so there's a 24-hour gap of when things taking place. So that's going to be a big gap of selling off payers. You could do a lot of business in 24 hours, and the niece could do a lot of business in 24 hours. So just like there. So Ella, so what good is a day? Liyoma de Kame, Liyoma de Basra. It at least cuts off, it draws a line of, it did nothing happen the day before, nothing happened the day afterwards. So Hachanami, on a much larger scale, Ahani Lashua de Kame, Lashua de Basra. It works to cut off the previous Shemitah and the following Shemitah. Which sounds very, very difficult though. Okay, should we keep going? Let's see? Gotta go? Seems like we could get to the top of Otrei 42, though. Okay, so we'll stop here. Okay, fine. Friday. Let's discuss Friday. Sunday schedule.